You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday, Fri-yay. We're on the fifth day of this week's teaching, The Evidence of a Fruitful Life.
Yeah.
So we have learned that there's a difference between really wanting something, really hoping for something, and really praying for something, than having the faith in order to have something, to come forth to the full expectation. So we could really want it without faith. We can really hope without faith. We can really pray without faith. But in order for our full expectation to be met, we must have faith for it. Not just a hoping and a wishing, but faith. How do we know we're in faith? When we have a corresponding word and corresponding action to our situation. God gives us the picture, the expectation, and we have a word that's going to anchor us, that's going to navigate us, that's going to draw us to the expectation. And we cannot take our hands off of the word of God in exchange for deception or in exchange for convenience or in exchange for excuses. We must keep our word, our hands on the word of God, the cord, to bring forth our expectation.
Yes, so my expectation lie in the word of God. Mm-hmm. Every faith has a correspondence action, carries action. Every word carries action. Every word of God carries action. My faith has action with it, correspondence action. In order for my faith to work, it has to have some action. So what the word of God, I believe it, now do it. Mm-hmm. I believe it, now do it. Mm-hmm. So if I believe it, the only way I know that I believe it, it's in the what? The doing of it. Mm-hmm. It's the doing of it. How do you know that you believe the word of God? Not by saying it, by doing it. Mm-hmm. That's when you know that you believe. Let me say that again. Yeah. Because a lot of times it says, I believe the word of God. Mm-hmm. Really? Well, now do it.
Yeah.
And that's completely different. Mm-hmm. So if I believe it, then I will do it. Mm-hmm. And when I do it, I know that I what?
Believe it.
Yeah. That's it.
If we really believed there was $1 million buried in our front yard, we would start digging.
Yeah.
We wouldn't put all the excuses away. There would be no excuses. You don't have a shovel, you go out there with a spoon.
I'll go get something.
If you know that there, you really believe there's $1 million buried in your front yard, there's going to be a corresponding action. You're not going to wait for the perfect weather forecast. You're going to get out there right as soon as you believe.
Yeah.
You're not going to wait for the day to break. You're going to get out there
as soon as you believe.
And you're going to begin to have a corresponding action. In women's Bible study at Celebration Tabernacle Church, we've been studying the book of James. We all had different assignments, different chapters in the book of James. And after we went through the study and we did our small group presentations to the whole group and such, we realized that almost every chapter said about the same thing. And if you think about who James is, right, he's the brother of Jesus. So he's like, you know, if you could just imagine him watching his brother minister and watching signs and wonders break forth. And now there's people who are just not doing it.
Yeah.
So here comes James. James. You got to do the word. You cannot be hearers only. You must be doers of the word. Don't be partial with your faith. If it works in one area, it will work in another area of your life. If people are in need, help them. Do something, right? He's going through all these books here in chapters here in the book of James. If people are sick, put some oil on them and pray in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will heal the sick. So he's going and he's echoing Jesus's teachings. And he's like, look, you got to apply these things. They're not just to hear and to take some beautiful penmanship notes on. They're to do. Yeah. We must do that which the God has taught us to do.
So we got to do the do's.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, mm-hmm. on this Friday morning, let us do the do's. Mm-hmm. Do what it says. Mm-hmm. As we do it, we will experience the power of what it says. So I want to experience the power of God. I want to experience how God works. Mm-hmm. Then start do what he says.
Simple example.
Yes.
You want to make some brownies.
Yes.
You have the box of the brownie mix. You have the eggs. You have the oil. You have the bowl. You have the mixer. You have the oven. You have electricity to get the oven going. You have everything you need, and you're looking at the picture on the brownie box. Mm. That's not going to make you full.
No.
Just by looking at the picture and having everything that you need. You have to do something.
That's
there
right.
has to be a corresponding action according to the directions, what is already written. Can't go doing your own thing. Sometimes I try to do my own thing and it gets messed up in the kitchen.
Yes.
That's right. We want to make sure that we're following the directions that have already been proven that exist for that thing to come to full manifestation. So if we want a fulfillment, if we want the brownies to fill our belly, if we want a fulfillment, there's something that we have to do. There has to be a corresponding action, and it takes place in stages, in steps over time. They're not instantly ready. They have to be cooked in the oven for a certain amount of time. So there's a period of time where you can't do anything but wait. But when you're waiting, you know that you've already done everything that you can to do, right? So the Bible says when we've done all we can do, just to continue to stand. So when we follow the direction, when we've done everything, put the ingredients together, prepared them into the pan, have the oven preheated, we put it in, now it's time to stand. There's nothing else that we need to do except wait until the expected end. But a lot of times we're waiting and we haven't done anything to bring into fulfillment the expected end. And then in that case, ain't nothing going to happen, man.
Not one thing going to happen.
We keep on saying, wishing and a hoping. I don't know all you old timers out there, but there was a song in the 60s or 70s, hoping and wishing. They keep on saying it, so that just comes to my mind. But there was nothing convenient about Jesus's life. Mm-hmm. You know, he had to advance. He had to do. He was here for a purpose, and he did his purpose. And, you know, God has many words to give us. So pick one and stand on that word.
I love that. Yes.
You know, we have to find a word. And the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. And we have to stand on this. And even though it's hard to believe sometimes, it's hard to have faith sometimes, it is the only thing that's going to get us to the other end of that shaky bridge.
Yes.
Having that faith, that pure faith in God.
When we have the word, we have the final authority.
Yes.
So we're no longer double-minded. We're no longer faltering between two opinions. When our mind starts to stray, starts to go out the other way, we have to bring it back in line with the word. And we have to know that we have the authority to do that. And the Bible teaches us that, that our mind is renewed, is transformed through the word of God, that we have the authority over our own mind to snatch down different thoughts and stuff that try to exalt themselves above the obedience to Christ. We have the authority to do that. We could handpick what we allow into our mind. And there are going to be intrusive thoughts that are going to try to come, but we have to reject them. One of the pieces of the armor of God is the helmet of salvation. That's to protect our mind. So when the enemy comes with his deception and stuff, we have to say, no, I'm saved. Jesus loves me. In fact, Jesus died for me, in order for me to have a fruitful life here in the earth, for me to be healed, for me to live prosperous, for me to be in peace. Jesus died for those things. So we have that helmet of salvation. When those intrusive thoughts are coming from every direction, we have something to block the fiery arrows that the enemy is sending, because he's trying to penetrate our mind. He wants conception to take place in our mind of these negative thoughts and these negative ideas and these bad seeds and such in our mind. Because if when we're captivated in our mind, then our action is going to follow behind that. So we must allow the word of God to be the soul, have soul ownership, soul dominion in our mind. So the more word that we have, the more keenness, more aware we will be when counterfeit thoughts come. And when we have the word of God, when we're, our mind is just full with the word, we're meditating on the word day and night, when different thoughts try to come, self-sabotage, self-limitation, all these different thoughts try to come, our mind is so full with the word of God that those arrows, they just bounce back. There's no place for them. You know, the Bible talks about practical things like, you know, when you're setting up a garden and such, first thing you got to do is you got to root out, you got to pull out all the unwanted things in that area. And then you plant the system of your garden, and yes, then you have to maintain it. You can't allow the tares and such to be in there with your crop. So you maintain it little by little. And then eventually what you planted there, it becomes such a strong system that there's not much room for the weeds and the tares to come in. But if you just leave an empty space, you know, a couple of days later, you're going to have a whole bunch of weeds and nobody planted them, right? So we have to make sure that our mind is just not a vacant place where it was like, oh, I can't think about this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Oh, I can't do that anymore. And we have to have some systems that we're planting in there,
right,
things that we're interested in align with the word of God, with our purpose and such, and to begin to develop that part of our mind. You know, a lot of times we just say, oh, so restrictive, I can't be a Christian because then I can't do this, I can't do that, how am I going to have fun, I can't do this anymore. Well, stop thinking about the can'ts and let's start thinking about the can's. I can be healthy, I can have peace, I can enjoy my life,
yeah,
and begin to operate in that direction.
And I just want you to know, when I was a teenager, I came to know God when I was 22 personally. And I had those same thoughts. I want to go out dancing. I want to do this. I want to do that. I can't have fun. Well, let me tell you, when I came to know the Lord, I had joy and peace that could never match the fun I had before that. So God gives you a different kind of fun, if you want to call it that. He gives you a different kind of joy. I promise you that what he gives you is not of this world.
Can I compare?
Yeah.
Can I compare?
Mm-hmm.
Because you get real joy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, I give you my peace, not as the world gives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What Jesus give you cannot be compared in Jesus' name.
Yeah, because then when you think back, all those things that I thought were so fun, I'm like, oh my God, I wouldn't even want to live one of those nights again.
Yeah.
I thought it was so fun at the time, but now it was such a opportunity for the enemy to come in.
That's right. The mess.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.